you people. My name is Pat McNeil, and I welcome you to the free 5-minute version of the Real Deal with Pat McNeil podcast, available here on the free section of PWTorch.com. You can hear the full thing in its entirety by subscribing to Pro Wrestling Torch and becoming a VIP member. I'm sure we'll go over half an hour this week, but let's get you caught up on the stories that we are tracking this big holiday weekend. The news. Well, let's see. The question is Steve Austin going to be back for WrestleMania 25? Now, Jim Ross has said that Steve Austin is not going to wrestle at WrestleMania 25 or ever again, and normally Jim Ross would know. However, I'd like to point out that WWE in recent years has been trying to swerve the fans on big shows, so it's entirely possible they're going to do an angle a week from tomorrow at the Royal Rumble where Austin gets set to wrestle. Of course, I haven't heard anything to that effect. I don't even know who Austin would wrestle if he was wrestling, but I just want to get everybody ready for the possibility of a swerve, and I'm pretty sure that they have a big surprise ready to launch at Royal Rumble last time I heard. I'm not saying that I heard it was Austin. In fact, I heard it was something else, but we will keep you posted here on Pro Wrestling Torch. In case you missed the spoilers for the next set of TNA Impact tapings, the main event for the February 8th TNA Against All Odds pay-per-view is supposed to be, will be announced as, a four-way match for the TNA World Heavyweight title with Sting defending against Kurt Angle, Brother Ray, and Brother Devon. To which I ask, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, seriously. Okay, Bubba Dudley in the main event of a pay-per-view, going for the TNA World title. Brother Devon. I mean, you know, not bad guys, but I don't remember them setting any pay-per-view records. And they did actually headline a pay-per-view for WWE. They worked The Undertaker in a handicap tag match. Boy, you remember that? Yeah, that was freaking great, wasn't it? I mean, this is more proof that, you know, this is more proof that everybody in TNA management needs to get a set of safety scissors, I think. All right, fans of former WWE general manager and announcer Mike Adamly will be thrilled to know that Mike Adamly has reported back to his old job as a sportscaster for Channel 5 in Chicago. And I think the world is going to be better off that way. Last night, TNA was in Dublin, Ireland, where they had a sellout crowd. They did a 3,000-seat arena. The main event was Kurt Angle defeating AJ Styles. Jeff Jarrett and Mick Foley did appear on the show. However, they did not wrestle. Given how well Foley wrestled at Genesis, that might not be a bad thing. Former WWE Tag Team Champion Rob Conway tells the Wrestling Hot Seat that he, due to injury, he may have wrestled his last match. I know. I wish I had the Conway music to play right here, but it's going to be an emotional moment. Bill Barron's put out a press release announcing that he is now handling the bookings for fired WWE referee Mike Posey. And also included in there, he's also handling the bookings for Test. So if you want to find out how to book Test. High Spots. The High Spots website is promoting what they consider the new hot shoot interview of the year. Brickhouse Brown, formerly of World Class Wrestling and Memphis Wrestling, has a new two-disc shoot interview coming out. And they're promising this will be fantastic. I don't know. I mean, well, Bill Brickhouse does have a sort of out-of-control reputation, so we'll see how that goes. And WWE Raw has a house show lineup announced for Champaign, Illinois, on January the 30th. The main event will be John Cena versus Chris Jericho versus Randy Orton in a triple threat match for the title. Also on the show, a tag team match, Rey Mysterio teaming up with Shawn Michaels against the team of Kane and Mike Knox. The indie lineup of the week, that's going to be the Jersey All-Pro Wrestling Show next Saturday at the Rahway Rec Center, so you have plenty of time to get your tickets, 8 p.m. bell time. Headline match on that show is Hernandez of LAX taking on the Necro Butcher. Also on the show, the other half of LAX, Homicide, will be battling Jay Briscoe. Also there, Dixie, Azrael, The Amazing Red, and more. For more information, visit their website located conveniently at www.japwwrestling.net. And the Hot 5 stories, no time to get to it, except that the probably the number one story is check out Ring of Honor Rising Above this weekend, receiving rave pay-per-view reviews from our man Sean Radican. And that'll do it for us. See you next week, same Pat time, same Pat channel.